offer a prayer of understanding. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank Thee and we praise Thee. We are so joyful to see so many young brothers and sisters who are willingly to come to Your presence, to worship You, to be equipped to serve You. Lord, please remind us about the spirit of NYTS. We need our young men to serve, need You to serve, need You to suffer. Lord, in this generation, we have so many temptations. It's really not easy to serve You, especially we have a lot of influence from media, from the society, from friends. Whenever we got chance, we come to Your presence, we just feel like we are not worthy at all. But Lord, we know that You are almighty and You always like to strengthen us, like to lift us up. So even though we feel like we are not qualified, we are not worthy, with a humble heart, sincere repentance attitude, we like to come to You once again and hope that Your grace, Your love can once again help us so we can regain the clear conscience so that we can boldly come to You for even more grace. Lord, we have one more week left. May Your eyes continue to watch over us. May You continue to move in our heart so we can truly experience You and truly go into the depth of Your words. Lord, here we are, send us. Here we are, forgive us. Here we are, teach us. We hope that we can be more and more like You. We entrust the book of 1 Corinthians into Thy hands. May You continue to guide our study. We pray in this way. May all the glory and praise and honor be unto Your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, we are still in chapter 1 and chapter 4. So we talk about divisions belonging to workers. And we talk about, in this chapter, we talk about what is the worker here like. A farmer, a builder. The last one in the play, people done us on us. We shall continue on this concept. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11 to 15. 1 Corinthians 4, 11 to 13. 11 to 13. Dennis, can you read 4, 11 to 13? Dennis? Chapter 4. 11 to 13. We has been made as the filthy of the world, the of scoring of all things until now. So, 好像万物中的杂载, people treat you like garbage sometimes when you serve the Lord. It is not because you are garbage, you are treasure in the eyes of God. You are precious. But to many people, they will belittle you, look down on you because of your job. Yeah. We have a brother who just went to Dominican Republic to do missionary work. And he is a Hispanic background. And he can understand the locals talking when, because we have, you know, Pastor Samuel Cole bring about four people. Some of them are Oriental. Like when we are walking the streets, some local people will call names with the language, you know, and just not very friendly. I mean, when you're serving the Lord, this type of things happen. You just level it, shrug it, you know, shrug, just soap it, right? We are serving the Lord. The Bible said, blessed are the one who persecuted for the sake of the kingdom of God. So when we are serving the Lord, we have the mentality, our mentality is that you become what? You become a 无敌铁金刚, right? You become immune to all the scoldings. Like, whatever, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you know? So yesterday we talked about Paul did not even evaluate himself. He treat others' criticism as a very minute little things. I hope that we have this kind of concept. Maybe I share this with you. I have a very good friend in elementary school. So close. I mean, we are buddy-buddy. And just, I don't know if I share this with you. I just told him that in the future, I want to be a preacher. Yeah. And he said, don't be a right, 不要做米虫. Don't be a maggot. Don't be a maggot of the society. He thought that this type of jobs, when this job is only eating the resources away from the society. You don't contribute. This type of job don't contribute anything. You are not a farmer. You don't plant stuff. You don't produce stuff. You don't make stuff. You just consume resources. You just eat members. You're my best friend. How can you say that? But hey, you just be honest. So I guess many people in the society, they treat you like that. We are not. The world to us is garbage. But remember, sometimes to others, we are garbage. Oh well. But we are precious in the eyes of God. So as a worker, actually, sometimes we are like, Paul says that we should be like a father. Chapter 4, verse 14. Yating, is Yating here? Please read. Fifteen, continue. What do you mean by I begotten you through gospel? What does he mean? Actually, we mentioned it before. Who set up the church in Corinth? Who went there to preach? Paul, yeah? So he gave birth to them through gospel. Not only God gave birth to them through gospel, using Paul. But Paul is the one who helping this gospel. But his mentality is that to you, I am like a father. Is it easy to be a father to many people? Not easy, right? I mean, it's easier to be an instructor, right? I come in, I talk, I laugh, right? It has nothing to do with my life. If I stomach, I don't care. Right? You are sick, none of my business. But Paul has a different mentality. He really showed concern, like to know brother and sister. He liked to know, maybe in today's sense, your name. Like Jesus said to Moses, I know you by your name. You find favor in my eyes. Even though nobody can see my face, but because you just find grace in front of me. Therefore, even though I cannot see my face, but you can see my butt. Yeah? That's basically what God says to Moses, yeah? Back, not butt, yeah. Sorry. Thank you for correcting. But it's in the back. That's how I interpret that Bible verse. And you feel happy to see the back of God. No, so for us to serve the Lord, not only we serve as instructors, teach people, really. I'm sorry, you're getting younger. I used to know many names, but now, I need to try to be a father. Yeah, it's not easy. Mentality. Really, he really cares about you. 孩子，我希望你比我更强壮, right? That kind of mentality. You should be much stronger than me, right?
I think a lot of workers have that kind of mentality. Not feel jealous. Hey, how come you are more eloquent than me? How come you are more handsome than me? Of course you are more handsome than me. But how come you are better than me? I mean, if you do not have father's mentality, you feel jealous. But I guess a lot of workers in TCAC that I know, they hope that this younger generation can be stronger. I think that is the heart of the father. What is the best love from a father? I think the father, in earthly sense, they provide sense of security. The father, Mordecai, what did Mordecai concern about Esther? What did he concern most about Esther? He was working in front of the palace, want to know if she is ambuanchen, in peace or not, safe or not. That's how a father is very different from mother. Father really care about your future. Like Mordecai care about Esther, right? Do you know the story? Hello, maybe we should turn to it. Turn to Esther. 以斯帖记, which chapter? Chapter 2, verse 11. Victoria. It's Esther 2:11.
Esther 2:11. And every day Mordecai paced in front of the court of the woman's quarters to learn of Esther's welfare and what was happening to her.
I think this is father's heart. He worked every day, according to my translation, 天天在你宴前边行走. Every day, does Esther know that he walked outside every day? Does he know? Does she know? I guess not, right? Because she was chosen, she was inside, sitting down with her father, was walking every day outside. Just want to know if she is Ping An or not, if she has peace or not. How do you say Ping An?
Her welfare.
Welfare, yeah. A lot of time your father is like that. You never know that he really concerned about you. He didn't talk too much. He was patrolling, back and forth, by you. And he want to know the future. 要知道后事如何. He want to know you do well after you graduate. He tried to discuss with you what kind of major you should do and give you advice, you know, your personal career, what your future should be. That is a lot of the heart of the father. So serving as a worker of God, same thing. Huh? We should share the burden of brothers and sisters. Pray for them. I think that is Paul's heart. Okay, I think that's about chapter 1 to chapter 4. We shall go to chapter 5. Chapter 5, let's look at the structure first. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Can someone read verse 1 and verse 2? Can you read, please? Sister, what's your name?
Elaine,
can you read? What? You do what? Cast out? Is that right? Verse 2, right? There are sexual immorality in front of you, in among you, so you need to cast this person out, right? Is that right?
Taken away.
Taken away? You said taken away? Okay, taken away, sorry. Chinese is what? 赶出去, right? Okay, so there is someone who married their stepmother and they shall be taken away. Can you read? This is the beginning, right? Verse 2. Can you continue reading verse 13? This is the last verse. Continue reading. put away from yourself the evil person. So passage start from taking that person away to put away this person. Also what? In Chinese is what? 赶出去, right? So basically this chapter is talk about 赶出去. At the beginning it say 赶出去, put away. At the end it say take away, right? So is as communication biblical in the Bible? Does the Bible have as communication? What do you mean by take that away or put away? Like a yeast, young them out, get rid of it. What do you think? Do we have as communication? From this chapter, we know exactly, yes, huh? The church have as communication. So this chapter is talk about, yes, we have as communication and why we need to do it, and how to do it in this chapter. Now, Corinthian church, they are very loving. According to chapter 5, verse 1, and chapter 5, verse 2, and you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he has done this deed might be taken away from among you, right? They are puffed up. Why do they puff up? What are they boasting? They are boasting that our church has great, great love. Look, Corinthian church, we even allowed our member to marry their stepmother. See how big love, how great love we have. And Paul said that instead of puff up, you should mourn. This is not right. Even in Gentile world, nobody do that. Right? Do you hear anyone take their stepmother in your friends or social circle? Do you have any people do that? No, right? Actually, in the Old Testament, there was an event. Anybody remember a chosen one defile his, shall I call stepmother? Maybe we can call stepmother. Anyone? Davis? David's son. I think that is defying his half-sister. You're talking about Tamar. I'm talking about Absalom and Tamar. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about stepmother. Who? Huh? Reuben, right? Reuben, is it? Do you know the story? Reuben. How many wives does Jacob have? Four, yes. Oh. And one of his auntie. I think the auntie, Reuben was first born, right? So I think when Reuben was born, the auntie was there taking bath for that baby. When Reuben was helping, taking shower and something, right? And this auntie, father's another wife, got ignored, I believe, by the father. And probably he showed concern and, you know, concern more and more and more. And then they went to bed. Right? What is the consequence after Reuben defiled his father's bed? What was the consequence? Anybody? Huh? Anyone? Yes, his birthright was taken away. Today, you are considered the firstborn in the house of God. 你们在教会里面都是头生的,首生的. This the gathering, this assembly is the gathering of the firstborn. In the house of God, you all receive blessing. You have double blessing, actually. You have the inheritance in the kingdom of God. So we are the gathering of firstborn. Once we commit sexual immoral, just like Corinthian church or Reuben, we will lose our birthright, our chosen status. This is very serious. So brother and sister, in the church, indeed, we do have excommunication systems to keep the purity of the church. You know what? This is true Jesus church. This is not any denomination. If you go to the other denomination, you tell them that seventh commandment is very important. Nobody shall commit adultery. Guess what? Maybe half the congregation will be gone. maybe the church donation will lose half of them. So a lot of church, they do not emphasize that purity is important in the house of God. True Jesus Church, we believe this is very important teaching. Keep the Ten Commandments have to do with salvation, right? That's why we know that when you have sexual intercourse or even improper conduct before you got married, the church suggests you to marry outside the chapel. We do it this way. The purpose is really, number one, blessing is not 随随便便的, right? Blessing is not 随随便便的.
Whatever.
It's a serious matter. That's why when you do whatever, you lose the blessing in front of God. Of course, as a person, or as a father, as a man, I like to bless you. But as a pastor, I cannot present God to do that because this is wrong in the eyes of the Bible. You know, if we do this way, actually, we are not pleasing you. Of course, you'll feel sad, right? How come the church do not allow me to use the chapel? How come I don't have blessing? But do I want to please you? Or do I need to please God? Respect the principle of the Bible or respect your desire? What do I do? So in case you fall into that type of temptation, of course, I would, maybe some will still choose to be very happy for you when you marry outside the church. But if you listen to the church, do it outside the church, I think because you listen to God, you don't make fussy about God, God will still guide you and help you, right? But if you make a fussy and you think, how come I am not allowed? But it is not because we don't allow you. It is because you choose not to be allowed by yourself. A father talked to his son. He said that, just in case, okay, son, I don't want this to happen, but just in case, okay, you really like a girl, yeah? And you cannot hold your horse. Your horse is running very fast. You are going to do bad things already. At that time, please, just hold a little bit, call me, okay? I will bless you before that. And then you can get married. Yeah. You know, a lot of TCAC in mainland China, they marry very young, 18 years of age. Yeah? But of course, for you, you need to go to college. How many of you like to get married before college? Yes, before college. Usually you won't, right? That's why at this point of time, you got to do something to prevent you won't be able to receive blessing from the Lord. That is my heart feeling for you, yeah? Whenever we have people married in the chapel, we are so joyful because they are the one who truly honor the commandments of God. And I think if you are able to control yourself before marriage, it's much easier for you to control yourself after marriage. I keep telling the youth, right? Don't think after marriage you will become better. Actually, your nature sometimes, if you can do better work if you can do better work in front of marriage, actually you can do better job after you got married. Yeah, I go too far. I feel like I need to remind you one more time. I share this with you when you were little kids, yeah? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not easy, though. Not easy. Yes, you have a question? Uh, Before you get married, you need to apply to get married through church council to use the facility of the chapel, yeah? Is that right? And then church will ask you to fill in a form. I guarantee or I agree that we are pure before marriage. Therefore, you can use this facility, and the most important thing is blessing. The preacher will bless you. Yeah, but if you people choose to marry outside for several reasons. Number one, because first they may not be qualified to use the church facility. Number two, they may be qualified to use the church facility for blessing, but they think maybe the local church is too small. They like to do it by the beach, right? But if they keep purity before they get married, you also can invite preacher to bless you over there. Did I answer your question? No, sorry. So what is your question? Can you ask in Chinese? Yes, someone who committed whatever, they shall marry that forever. That person, you do whatever. Yeah, I think you got the answer, right? Yeah, I think she got the answer. I think I answered his question. He's asking who she or he shall marry to. You take advantage of your brother. I think this is not Q&A section. I want to finish over here. You take advantage of your brother or your sister or Gentile person. Advantage is advantage, yeah? You take very serious advantage, yeah? You got to be responsible for your serious whatever, yeah? Yes, this is not Q&A, I'm sorry. No, never mind, right? You can try Q&A. So my point is excommunication. So love got to have boundary. The boundary is the teaching of God. Love got to be based on the righteous of God. You cannot say, I just love without condition. I mean, yes, at the beginning, before you come to Jesus Christ, there's no condition. Jesus died for you on the cross. But now, Jesus already crucified once for you, and you cannot crucify him the second time. Right? Otherwise, if there's no teaching like this, can you imagine that really the church will bring more people to Haiti? Right? Because there's no reminding, there's no purity. I keep telling brother and sister, the only pure place on earth right now is True Jesus Church, I'm telling you. Really. A lot of churches do not hold this kind of ground anymore. Oh. So I think sometimes we call it tough love. Tough love. It's love, but it's very tough. But it's if you can do it, it's really a great blessing. Yeah. So they tell church what to do. Chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Please read, Matthew.
For you are still carnal.
Chapter 5, verse 3. 5.
For I indeed, as absent in body but present in spirit, have already judged as though I were present him who has done this deed.
4.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
5.
Deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord.
Amen. Oh. So he said, even though I'm not there, but my spirit is there, you should call congregational meeting and deliver this person to Satan. That's how serious it is. He used in the name of Jesus Christ. Homework. Do you have time for homework? Check up. How many times Paul used in the name of Jesus in what occasion? Actually, the answer is very simple. One is in chapter 1, the other is over here, maybe the other place, right? When did he use in the name of Jesus in 1 Corinthians? And why is that? When he used the name of Jesus Christ, actually it's a very serious matter. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I urge you to have peace, to not have division. In the name of Jesus Christ, this type of be delivered to Satan. They are all very, very serious matter using the name of Jesus Christ, right? Hello? So, when you hear people say, oh, the only dead things in the Bible, the only excommunication in the Bible is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Is it true? Blaspheming the Holy Spirit, of course, it's deadly sin, it's serious, but excommunication also including sexual immorality. Make sense? Deliver this person to Satan, yeah? What does it mean by deliver this Satan? Deliver this person to Satan. What does it mean? He belongs to Satan, isn't it? Cast it to Satan. Allow Satan to own his life. No more. No more have a part in the kingdom of God. I'm sorry. Yeah? If you do not, Paul continues saying, if you don't do it, it will be like a yeast. This is very serious. If the church never do this, everybody think it is okay, and it become a custom or culture. Now, everybody do it, then it's like spreading, this type of things, everybody learning, continuing, copying, and later on, they all go to hell. This is very sad. That's why when it is comes to East, we got to do as communication. Please continue reading. Chapter 5, verse 6. 6 and on. Chapter 5, verse 6 and on. Joe, can you read? I mean, Sean, can you read?
Chapter 5, verse 6. Your groin is not good. Do you not know what a little leaven leavens the whole lump? 7. Therefore, purge out the whole leaven, and you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
Okay. So sin is like a yeast, like leaven. Oh. If we do not get rid of it, the whole lamb, the whole church will be defiled. Oh. So, you know, like the story in Old Testament time, right? They are under the law. They are very strict. And they say that you shall not go out and pick up sticks on Sabbath day. It's the labor. Do you know there's a guy who went out to pick up sticks on Sabbath day? What happened to that guy? Anybody remember? I hear something? Yes. Stone him to death. Can you imagine that by stoning him to death, many more people will enjoy rest? Yeah? After that event, yeah? Isn't it? If that stoning to death is not there, can you imagine that there will be more and more people picking up the sticks? Isn't it? Yeah? They cannot enjoy rest. So sometimes God used this way to teach us to keep purity with the whole lamb. Otherwise, the whole body will be influenced. So I guess one of the very important things for us to learn over here is that how do we truly keep our body pure before we get married? That is a very, these 4 years, especially now, I think most of you are in college, right? These 4 years are very critical. I mean, after college, you shall, I would say maybe the last semester, you shall have someone in your mind and started a relationship, maybe you already know, right? And after college, you can start that, and you can, you know, have a very healthy relationship in the Lord. Time up, you marry, and you enjoy the blessing of God. Sex is not dirty. Sex is a blessing. Only if you do it under the scope of God's teaching. A blessing become a disaster is very terrible in your life. Yeah? So as long as you are very curious about opposite sex right now, I urge you to take some actions. You should pray about it. How do you prevent those type of things occurs. Now, once you fornicate, what do you do? Please do not marry the other third party. If you married, if you fornicate with one person, you do not marry that person. You marry the other person. Actually, you united with the other body. This is affair. This is adultery. Yeah. Understand? Okay. Is it easy? How many think it's easy? Raise your hand. Keep yourself pure before you get married. How many people of you think it is easy? Come on, by the power of God, I can do all things, yeah? In your age, you shall make friends, but multiple friends. 3, 5, 7, getting together, no problem. But if you allow yourself to get along with one single opposite sex, it is playing with fire. You put yourself in a very dangerous situation. Yeah. Please, I think you were taught by this when you were young. So I really urge you. I want to see you in the chapel getting married. Even though I may not be there, but I'll be very happy for you. Please. Okay? Be strong. Oh, good courage. Yes, I can do it. Yeah. I can do it. Okay. All right, where are we? Okay. Actually, verse 5 is very difficult to explain. I will try my best to explain verse 5. I kind of jump away, but I think... So, verse 5. So, this chapter says, "We 赶出去, take away. And verse 5 says, deliver this person to Satan for the destruction of the flesh and his, actually in the original text, not his, okay, spirit. If you check, if you don't need to know Greek, you only need to have his Bible with Greek four letter, then you can see that this one is added. So, so his spirit may be safe. May be safe, yeah? In the day of the Lord. Actually, if you read KJV, which version I like much better, he, instead of his, use the. Then, we need to deliver this person to Satan for the destruction of the flesh is 集合名词, how do you say 集合名词 in English? Like the poor, the rich, including all the poor, all the rich, yeah? Is it? This is English, yeah? I don't know how to teach English, but is it right? The poor, the rich, the flesh. So can deliver this person for the destruction of the flesh, the carnal one. Those who marry the stepmother, those person who do all the evil one, they will be destructed. Then the spiritual one, because they learn that this is not a good thing to do, it will make us to be expelled from the kingdom of God. Therefore, they learn the lesson. So the spiritual person may be saved because they learn that lesson. Right? If you explain that, deliver his body for the destruction of his flesh, deliver him to Satan for the destruction of, let's say, his flesh, instead of his flesh, right? Then his spirit may be saved. That means what? That means this person was delivered to Satan already, yet his spiritual life will be saved. To me, it don't make too much sense. Yeah? Understand? If you use his, right? Then this person was delivered to Satan already, right? So he gets sick, his body corrupted and stuff, right? But his spiritual life will be saved, which I don't know how to explain. So I like better this type of translation. For the destruction of the carnal persons, whole groups, yeah? Then the spiritual persons learn the lesson, they can be saved in the future. That's why we need to get rid of the carnal one. And so he tells, so it doesn't mean, it doesn't mean we will excommunicate any person who do bad things. The church only excommunication only for two reasons. Number one, it is a sin, yeah? A very, very serious sin. Number two, it influences others. Okay? So even one day you fornicated, you commit adultery, you don't come back to the church to influence other people, the church may will not exercise the authority of excommunication. Because you come back, you humbly repent in front of God. But in this case, not only they do not repent, they are boasting. They are puffing up. They think this is the right thing to do. That's why they deserve, they become a yeast, will influence other people. You understand my point? Yeah? So, but my understanding, huh? You think about it, my understanding of the Bible, if the church has communicated you, Jesus said, anyone who are bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Yeah? Because church usually don't do that unless it is really impossible. We got to do it for the sake of not influence the church. Yeah? But even though the church may, Jesus said, if you are bound on earth, it will be bound in heaven. But maybe you are not bound on earth. You also commit adultery, or if you fornicate, please get married with the same person in the future. You still have ways in the Lord. Yeah? You fall into temptation. You have intercourse. Please don't go to the other person. You gotta marry that person as soon as possible. Yeah? To please God. Yeah? Understand? But even like you, so what I'm trying to say. So even we do not excommunicate a person on earth, we do not know what God will see you in heaven. We will leave you to God. You know? Like your friends already commit adultery, right? We encourage them to come back and we tell them that we leave you into the hands of God. We do not know. According to the Bible, you are it's very serious because you have affair, you have fornicate and you have another girl. You are gone. But maybe you are very humble. Maybe God see your tears. Maybe God still, that maybe is up to you and God. You know what I'm saying? So anyone who is not bounded on earth may be bounded, may not be bounded in heaven.
I still don't really understand the meaning of what? Bound on earth and bound on heaven.
As communication.
So if you are bound on earth, that is?
As communication, yes. Thank you. All right, and Paul continues saying, but if you have anyone who like a playboy in among you, right, he was baptized and he become a playboy in the church. The Bible says, don't eat with them. Don't associate with them. He did not say that you cannot associate with any playboys in the world because there are too many playboys in the world. But if he is a member, he tested heavenly grace already. He was educated when he was young. He received IE system, and he purposely tried to go to hell. And he come here just to, you know, to chase around many sisters. This type of person, you should not eat at the same table with him. I think this is in chapter 5, verse 9. Chapter 5, verse 9. Very quickly, Samuel, can you read it? Continue.
Verse 10, yet I certainly did not mean with the sexual immoral of people of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world.
11.
But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person.
Yeah, I think Paul tried to say that there's a difference If really, once you are you have tested the grace of God, you enjoy much blessing in the Lord, and you unpersonally go to the wrong way, you should be careful to deal with this type of person. Let's pray together.